Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening in Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and mild temperatures in Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll outside in Haifa. Now here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, from earlier this hour, the IDF killed the Hamas terrorist behind the 2003 murder of Shalom HaMelech in a strike in Gaza. Also, Walla reports just in that Iran is pushing for escalation by attempting to drag the U.S. back into full-scale war. Also this hour, JNS reports that Israeli Defense Minister Katz warned Iran of unprecedented strikes if attacked. Separately, Ynet reveals Iran has fired on U.S. warships, including an aircraft carrier, as its economy suffers from a blockade. And finally, Mariv highlights the war in Yemen reaching Israel's doorstep, with threats to key shipping routes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yoni Ben Menachem, a Middle East expert, noted earlier today that Hezbollah has suffered a strategic defeat in southern Lebanon. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a regional analyst, posted that Saudi forces lost significant ground to the Houthis, embarrassing their military capability. Open source intel shared that OPEC reduced its 2026 oil demand growth forecast significantly earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the latest from the Jerusalem Post. The IDF executed a targeted strike in Gaza earlier this hour, eliminating the Hamas terrorist responsible for the 2003 killing of Shalom HaMelech. This operation targeted facilities across three locations in the Gaza Strip used to store weapons. The strike comes as tensions remain high in the region and serves as a stark reminder of ongoing hostilities. Turning to Iran's recent provocations, Walla reports that Tehran attempted three missile attacks on U.S. warships this week. These include an aircraft carrier, signaling a possible escalation in military tensions. This aggressive stance comes amid Iran's economic struggles under tightening sanctions, putting further pressure on its leadership as they seek to assert power. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Katz issued a stern warning today via JNS. He stated any Iranian attack would be met with unprecedented Israeli military responses. Katz emphasized that Iran's energy facilities could face severe consequences. His remarks highlight the fragile state of regional security and the potential for further conflict. And finally, on Yemen's expanding conflict. According to Mariv, the Houthis are advancing their positions, threatening key shipping lanes at the Bab al-Mandab Strait. This development poses a strategic risk to global shipping and could draw more international attention and intervention if the situation deteriorates. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports an unusual protest met the CEO of Bank Hapoalim during a New Year toast at a computing company. Separately, Ktech reveals that Kiteworks has acquired Israeli startup Bonfi AI in a deal estimated to be in the tens of millions of dollars. And finally, Mariv Business explores the impact of a national project that has failed to reduce the price of Israeli canned tuna, despite tariff reductions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.